first. So in yesterday's lesson, we talked about how we don't need to correct someone outside of me. I have to correct myself until I see that those outside of me are complete, whole. And that pertains to every person and to the Creator. And also toward all of society and the whole world. All who fault in their own faults. Because I only see my own projection outside of me, but I'm not aware of it. That everything outside of me shows me in all kinds of ways who I am. And although it's not very pleasant, we have to insist on it and gradually come to accept it and absorb it and try to know what to do so that I will see instead of me outside, so spoiled and terrible as I see the world. So instead, I will correct myself in such a way that I will see outside of me the world of Ein Sof and the Creator. And then I will understand that what I see now is my own ego outside of me. And that the Creator did it on purpose so we could identify it, so we could approach it and correct it until I see every single thing outside of me as corrected. In the beginning, it's only the 10, until the whole world will seem that way to me. And in this way, we gradually get used to having to correct ourselves and get used to seeing everyone outside of us as a projection of ourselves. And that way, a person will see that the whole world was created for me. This is what we have to say. Why? So that I will correct myself. This is called the whole world is to serve me, comes to serve me. And I, by correcting myself on top of them, in order to come to the state of the Creator, so that altogether, this whole picture, when it comes together through my inner work, by this I discover the Creator more and more as the one who fills the world and encompasses all of reality. And therefore, it turns out that it isn't society or anything outside of me that requires corrections. Rather, I need correction in my relation to them as the still vegetative animate and speaking that are outside of me. This is why all fault only in their own fault. Until we see the whole world as a complete and infinite world. Okay? All right, so let's follow the excerpts bit by bit. We have to do it because now but we've gone through a little bit with this pandemic, with this virus. We feel ourselves more and more connected to each other around the whole globe. So it's good for us to know that the correction is not in being connected to each other, but to the extent that each one wants to justify the others and to correct themselves until he sees the others as corrected. By this, we come closer to our general correction. Because what I see in the world is everything that is happening inside of me only. And in this way, we will begin to see an opposite world. As it says, I saw an opposite world. How opposite? That it's all a projection of me. It's all inside of me. And to the extent that I correct myself, I see this correction is happening outside of me, and the world becomes... We don't invent all kinds of theories. Rather, we receive them from Kabbalists who attained this form of the world. And they pass on to us this image and recommend that each of us works on himself toward the 10 in order to get the right response and be more work more mutually. And in this way we come to a state where we won't be speaking out of our intellects but out of seeing. That we attain the worlds, we feel them, and in this way we attain ourselves as parts of Adam, and we attain the whole system, which is called Adam. That's it. Let's begin to read. You can ask. And I really hope that we will see it. It's very important for us now because we see in America there are elections. In Israel too, there will probably be elections all over the world. People think they can change society, that they can change
Medina,
the country. And that their future depends on it. But as much as we've gone through in history, we see that however it turns out that it's not really up to people, but rather it all depends on how a person corrects his attitude to others and to the world, on the extent to which he grasps the principle that he is in a uniform system of Adam HaRishon, a complete system, and only the relationships among us, how I relate to others, this is what determines to what extent this system, as I reveal it, will work on me and react, and I will feel that I am in a complete world. Meaning, everything nevertheless depends on the correction of the individual. We don't need to wait for the correction of the whole world. All we need is to correct ourselves. We help each other. In the 10, we come to a state where each one has to see the 10 as complete, perfect, everyone working toward connection and correction to the extent that we do this internal concentration, this internal focusing of our vision, of our senses, because vision is the highest sense, we call it vision. So if we look at each other in the 10 in this way, and at the 10, that we are all together, and each one has to correct himself, by this we become a group, a cell. That's correct. In the general system. And then we'll see that this general system also doesn't exist. It all shrinks, so to speak, compresses into the 10 original Sfirot. So everything comes out from the system of Adam, in which we don't need to correct anyone, but rather a person lives within himself, within his own, with his own Rishimot recollections. He has to correct his Rishimot until he discovers the world of Ein Sof, a corrected world. This is what Kabbalists have discovered throughout history, all the states until the end of correction, because it's not dependent on what we see now, but it's toward each and every one individually. It's revealed. If you want to see the world as perfect, you don't need to work outside of yourself so much to correct it, but only inside. And also the dissemination that you do outside is also so that you would change within. So you'd be included in all the deficiencies and all the states that seemingly exist outside of you. And that way you'll discover that it's all in you. The world is in you. We read it several times. We didn't really understand it before. Now we can understand it better. And we don't need to wait another 1,000 years or a few more, 1,000 more years until we have the general correction and we will all see it. It all depends on our own corrections if we see it or not. The best way for correction is to constantly fall, to see everyone as corrupt. Everyone has to change in some way so that I will accept him for me, with my heart and soul, every person in the whole world. So in the first minute, I see the distance between us, the rejection. I don't accept them as part of me, as part of my soul, really. And then I work on it. I bring myself back to the real perception of reality, that everything outside of me is actually in me. As we learn in the perception of reality, maybe we should bring this excerpt. Ask the friends to bring it to us. And this is how we advance until time after time, through the exercises that the Creator gives me, I will see the corrected world. And it's all in me, inside of me, not outside of me in some place. It is so close that it's all included in my soul.
Holland One.
Holland One.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Rav, in the introduction, you spoke about the 10 as one cell, one unit. When we are in such a state of being one cell, there's so much power, there's so much confidence and yearning for dissemination. How can we never leave this state? How can we have this remembrance that this is what we always have and can work from?
The only thing we need to do is constantly yearn for such a connection, such a picture. And we have to agree that every time the Creator will increase between us bigger and bigger ego, so we will discover how far we still are from each other, how hateful, how we want to kill each other like the disciples of Rabbi Shimon, and that's how we will advance. And it says, righteous falls 1,000 times and rises. It's written, 1,000 times a righteous falls and rises. So this is how we will advance until time after time we awaken the Rishimot, the recollections, and correct them for the connection between us until we put order in all the Rishimot and make them corrected. And each time we discover the bad between us, we don't do anything with ourselves other than get organized and turn to the Creator. We can't do the correction ourselves. All we have to do is detect that the corruptions, the spoiling is in us and not outside of us. And it's on top of the Rishimot that appear in us, in the group, meaning in the ten, meaning in the Patsuf. And we ask for reforming light and turn to the Creator so He will correct us until we are corrected, until we feel that we are in one heart. And out of that, we, for now, feel the complete world, and in some way the Creator is with us, until we come to it. We don't stop and don't give up. We demand, just like little kids, that they can nag and nag and demand. That's it. That's all we do. Constantly turn to the Creator and demand. By this we bring Him contentment and He corrects us. But along the way we have to see that we don't need to correct someone else. But only
Рав, вот вы сказали, что только меняя себя, я
уже. Рав, you said that only in this self change I'll see a whole picture on the outside. But relative to the ten, when I am now before the friends, integrating them, I'm asking for the friends, I can come to it somehow. There's an understanding for how to do it. But how do you do it relative to the whole world?
Gradually. I can't just say. But in a 10, when we try together, less than 10, there's nothing to talk about. We have to establish a 10. But when we begin to relate this way to the world out of the 10, or from within the 10, then the world becomes to us, it becomes divided into circles. We are at the center of our 10 and the world is around us in circles. So, circle by circle, we try to explain to ourselves that the relation to every circle depends on our internal correction. And then we can't say that there's anything bad in the world, because through our internal corruptions, we will see the corruptions as internal and not external. And as we correct ourselves inside the 10, we come to see that the whole world is corrected. We don't need to come out of ourselves, actually. This correction lies only within us.
Тогда я смогу увидеть его исправленным.
I need to look at the world through the ten, and then I'll see it corrected.
Of course, we can't see it by ourselves. Each person individually has nothing to see. He'll always see it from within himself. But if he's connected to the ten, meaning he's already corrected to some extent, his ego, he came out of the will to receive into some desire to bestow. That's called being connected to the ten. When he accepts the others as himself and therefore judges the world from within the ten, and what's the difference between the world and the ten? The world is the addition that has to connect to the ten. It comes to the ten. In the end, at the end of correction, we'll discover the same ten, but it will include
Introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Yes, please.
So he says, our sense of sight, for example, we see a wide world before us, wondrously filled, but in fact, we see all that only in our interior. In other words, there is a sort of a photographic machine in our hindbrain which portrays everything that appears to us and nothing outside of us. And he has made for us there in our brain a kind of polished mirror that inverts everything seen there. So we will see it outside our brain, in front of our faces. Yet what we see outside of us is not a real thing. Nevertheless, we should be so grateful to His providence for having created that polished mirror in our brains, enabling us to see and perceive everything outside of us. For by this, He has given us the power to perceive everything with clear knowledge and attainment, and measure everything from within and from without. Without it, we would lose most of our perception. But the same is true with the godly will concerning godly perceptions. Even though all these changes unfold in the interior of the receiving souls, they nevertheless see it all in the giver himself. Since only in this manner they are awarded all the perceptions and all the pleasantness in the thought of creation.
Yes, we have to repeat this excerpt many times and try to get used to this perception of reality more and more and talk about it a lot between us. Try to do this in each 10 until you approach this perception of reality, because this is the real perception of reality. And we are so opposite and far from it now, from the perception that it's all within us. As we say, there's nothing more than 10 sefirot. So, bit by bit, we will get closer. But mainly, it's possible to get to approach it through the exercise we learned yesterday and today. I don't see that anyone is corrupted outside of me, but rather I have to bring myself to such a state of connection with others, with the 10 or with a few or close ones, or at least to know that what I see as spoiled, I see it through my own corruption, all fault in their own fault. Latin 3.
Me parece que ya respondió la pregunta. La pregunta es la siguiente. Tengo que ver a la decena como una ayuda para mi corrección individual.
Feels like you've answered the question, how can I use the 10 as a means for my personal correction, and how can I advance? Not with the help of the 10, in the 10.
I can't advance in any direction. If it is to advance, it is only in the 10. Only in the 10. And only in this way. And when I, with the friends, we strengthen ourselves more and more until all of us see only in our egos, and then through my ego, which is all me, I can't see anything corrected as corrupted only to the extent that my corrupted ego is corrected. This is my general sense. And therefore, my whole purpose is through the friends which the Creator arranged for us. This is why He broke the vessel of Adam HaRishon into pieces. So we could get closer, despite my ego, get closer to the friends. And in this way, see that I am correcting my perception. To the extent that all the friends stand in my heart, and I see that behind them there is the Creator, and they are all in front of me as my own qualities that are corrected, but I, with my ego, see them as corrupted. So in this way, when I try to bring them all into my heart, into my heart, in this way I correct myself. There are all kinds of directions here that Kabbalists explain to us how it's all arranged. And each one has to go through all kinds of activities and approaches until he eventually begins to understand each one in his own style, as long as, but mainly that he has to correct himself, his relation to the ten, to others, to the world, to reality, and through it to the Creator. And nothing else needs correction.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. You've been teaching us for years how to try to connect, and it's something we're somehow starting to touch and attain. But what is the action of unity? There's an addition here that we're not aware of.
The act of uniting is that I have to constantly depict to myself that these friends who, in the end, it's what the Creator gave me and said, take this, he brought me to the good fate, good fortune maybe. What is my good fate is that I will discover my soul. And I have to take these friends and bring them all together in my heart and mind. And this is called connecting to the good fate and attaining the soul. It's all about putting together the soul. This is what each of us needs.
No. Вчера на встрече в Zoom-е мы решили.
Yesterday in the meeting on Zoom, we dealt with the question of with what deficiency we should come to the Congress. And the suggestion, one of them, was to take the deficiency of the world and to explode with prayer for them during the Congress. How correct is that?
I don't think it's that pertinent already to pray for the world outside of us. We have to pray for ourselves that we will connect to such an extent that our connection will be somewhat corrected, and then it will influence the external forms that seem to us like they're outside of us. And that way, we will go from within outwards and correct all of reality, which is actually, from the very beginning, within us. PT 31.
When I see in everyone a copy of me, how does it influence the calculation I make before every action? From the moment a person gets out of bed, it influences his actions.
He has to try to be good. And this is expressed first and foremost toward the friends and through them to the Creator. By that, he calibrates, he kind of tunes himself like an instrument, like a musical instrument. Let's say I play guitar or something. So I have to tune all the chords that will harmonize correctly according to octaves and other harmonies and these relations between, ratios between the sounds. the notes. So that way I have to correct myself toward my society, and by this I begin to play something that comes from one desire, from the soul. And in this way, we will also be able to put together our own prayers, our own psalms, just like King David did. He took it all from the people of Israel, because he was a king. So, and we too will be able to do that. And for this, we have to try to get up in the morning.
Such a view influences the actions that we, humanity, will do with our hands and feet.
We don't need to do anything with our hands or legs. We have to do what I said. There are no hands and legs. Only what I said. This is what we have to do. Only connection between us. All the external actions will not help us. On the contrary, through them, we will only prolong the time of correction. We will.
The situation in Israel, you mentioned it with a few words, is one of the most complex since the establishment of the country. When you speak of, when you look at the society, how can our actions towards the Israeli society for connection, for uniting the people, influence the process of correction you describe?
Yesterday, I purposely watched television for about 15 minutes. Don't remember which channel. And I don't exactly know all the members of the Knesset, of the parliament. Each one spoke in his own direction, but no one could say what they want. It's amazing how everything is disintegrated. I'm not saying anything new by this. Everyone sees it. I don't think there's another country like that where such shattering is revealed in it as it is in Israel. And that's how it should be. And the whole world is a projection of us, less than us. We are the most broken. But we have to understand, and everyone already spoke about the elections and everything. I think that they don't understand what is election. What are you electing? What are you choosing? Each one, does each one have a plan how to unite in order to build a more corrected country, a better society? What does it mean that no one has anything? No one can say anything. Each one only starts to present himself as the right person. But in this way, no one's right. Everyone's broken, and there's no one to go with. They're not talking about connection. They're not talking about unity. It's, I am right, and everyone else is not. And that's the problem. In this way, we won't have elections four times a year. Every day you'll have elections. I don't know how this can go on. Although the country and the government are dysfunctional anyway, so it's not that bad that they're doing this anyway. But we have to understand that specifically through our inner effort, where we want connection of everyone, of the whole world, together. By this, we can bring the world to calm. Otherwise, you see, here and there, there are many spots that could inflame into wars.
Our activity towards the unity of the people, what we're doing lately, is that important for that?
very important. And I want to take the opportunity to speak to all of our friends to participate in it. I want to urge all our friends to participate in it and really make an effort, lend a hand as much as they can, assist in connecting the people. There's nothing more important. It's the only thing we need to do, uniting the people. Now, the problem is that each one thinks that he knows how to connect the people, how to unite them, that specifically under him there can be unity. But we already see that each one is falling and there's no end to it. Only if we change the method, the system, where I don't decide how it should be, but I just need to make each one think that connection has to first and foremost come in my heart, and then it will happen. We will talk about it. Ask again later, and we will have clearer words, because we also...
Except number one. The matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people. And the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune.
In other words, we have to come to a state where only connection, and it doesn't matter in what way, as long as I am causing connection, and not under the conditions that I think. Getting closer to each other is always good.
Excerpt number two. It is a must for every nation to be strongly united within. So all the individuals within it are attached to one another by instinctive love.
Well, natural, what the Creator created initially before the shattering. This is certainly the good situation that will come in the end.
Moreover, each individual should feel that the happiness of the nation is one's own happiness, and the nation's decadence is one's own decadence. And one should be willing to give one's all for the nation whenever needed. Otherwise, their right to exist as a nation in the world is doomed from the start.
In other words, such inclinations, feelings, we have to come to them in the end all over the world. Go on.
Three. The vitality is mainly through unity, by all the changes being included in the source of the unity. And it depends. For this reason, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, to include in unity and in peace, in the vitality, sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation, is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
You can ask, but if we have several groups, several parties, several systems, methods, what do we do if they are opposites? That each one who faults in his own faults. Each one thinks he's right and the other one is not. So how do we get closer to each other? We get closer only on condition that no one has any opinion other than connection. This is called love will cover all the crimes. I don't take these crimes into account. They are among us. We are aware of it. We are aware that we are far and opposites. You're a socialist, he's a communist, he's an opportunist, he's a capitalist, you name it. In Israel only we have 20 parties in this tiny country. So, and there will be an infinite number if you let these things go wild. You won't have 20, you'll have 200 parties for the same amount of people. In other words, we should understand that we're not talking about being opposite from one another, because there's no, because naturally each of our egos erupts in a different way from others, because each one is different from others, each one. So should each one start his own party with himself? And also, if he looks into himself, he will see that he too comprises all the other views. So he'll have to split himself into several more. So the only way here is to rise above all the disturbances, all those opposites, contradictions, so that love will cover all the crimes. And we build love as covering, specifically covering all the crimes, meaning it helps us build, put together the love that covers the crimes. I hope it's clear or not. Think about it. In other words, the crimes are revealed in order to build love. This is what it is, since the thought of creation is what the Creator created. So, in this way, if we relate to it this way, there are no disputes, no mutual jumping on each other, no quarrels between each person and parties, and nothing. We build together, each of us, to the extent that we understand our righteousness, our own correctness, that I am right and the others are wrong. I take these things specifically so that above it, we build love. This is the right construction. And then each party, each person builds the form of love that stems, that grows opposite from what he feels toward others. So you have love inside and hatred inside and love on the outside. And that way we continue until we see the whole world and ourselves in a state of correction.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Я хочу спрашивать о десятке и об этом.
Hello, Raf. I want to ask.
Полностью.
If my 10 is completely corrected, so we unite with all the people of Israel, or is it the same?
If my 10, regardless of where I'm physically at, in Bulgaria, Africa, Asia, if my 10 is correctly connected, I can feel the 10 is one system of the soul, and in it the Creator dwells, and He is revealed to us, fills us fully.
Tel Aviv 4.
We learn about the importance of unity. Sometimes there aren't many friends in the Zoom and the 10 because they're disseminating. What's more important, dissemination or getting together in the Zoom?
Gathering on Zoom is more important than anything. If you don't have connection between you, you won't be able to disseminate correctly. It will become mechanical dissemination.
Thank you, Rav.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, cuando en el texto dice que uno debe darlo todo por su nación, ¿a qué
Good morning, dear love. It's written in the text that a person should give everything to the nation. What nation is he talking about?
It doesn't matter, to the whole world. Man has to feel that he is including inside of him all of reality, and all that appears to him on the outside is included in him, and he has to be with those forms of still vegetative animate and speaking in this kind of internal emotional connections. It all belongs to him, not to his ego, but to his ability to bestow to everyone in as much as possible. Just imagine that you are in the system of Adam HaRishon, and then you'll have answers to practically.
We who have a common goal, it's somehow clear to us how to cover with love. But what is to cover with love for the rest of the people?
Yeah, nevertheless, we have to worry about connection. We used to say that Aravut is above everything, and today we're talking about connection above everything. It's the same, but Aravut is a more internal form, guarantor to one another, but connection is a more external form, but in the same direction.
How do you feel the people of Israel now? Is it in the right direction? Where are we?
I don't know. Here and there, lately, people are talking about connection and unity, even though they are just words, or maybe they're not just words. Or I'm not going to investigate it, I'm not going to measure it, but I think that I would choose, if you can say, that body that cares about security. Because as it's written in the Bible, if there's no flower, there's no life, no Torah. First of all, life. First, security. Then all the calculations. Who's right, who's not. Otherwise you won't have whom to argue with. Hence, if there is a an entity that cares about security, it's preferred in my eyes.
Those who are concerned with the corona, is that also part of worrying about security?
It's hard for us to understand what's happening with the coronavirus because there are many interests, many speculations. There's a lot of money involved. You buy from here, buy from there, medications, why are they wasting all those millions? I don't understand enough about it. I try to stay out of it. Because even if it will help, it's not because those medications are working. Because medication, all medication comes from above. We'll talk about it.
אז אנחנו דיברנו כבר במשהו כאן.
So we discussed what we have Oren Gilad.
Exit number 4. Unity that comes through seeking to benefit each individual for the purpose of each individual loving himself is coincidental. Unity, whose origin is one's love for oneself. It is unsustainable as it has no real center. Even when the unity appears to grow, it will end in a flame of hatred and civil war, since each one will pull toward his own benefit. Conversely, unity that comes by recognizing the value of the higher purpose, which comes only by peace among people, its basis is love of everyone, and it will last. And the more it continues, the more it will grow and strengthen. Excerpt number 5. We must establish for ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us a sense of national love, both from one person to another and from the individuals to the whole, to rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others, because besides being the basis, it gives the stature and success to all the other actions that we wish to take in this field. Excerpt number
6.
It is known that the most important is the true connection among the friends. This causes all the salvations and the sweetening of the judgments. When you gather together in love, brotherhood, and friendship, by this, all the judgments are removed and sweetened with mercy, and through the connection, complete mercy and revealed kindness are revealed in the world.
Again. כמו שאנחנו רואים, נגיד, בטלוויזיה.
Yeah, just as we see on TV around the world, in each and every country, how writers and politicians and jump on one another and lash out at one another, and educators, all because of the virus. But I would shut everyone's mouths. You could say, oh, how dare you say that you are shutting everyone's mouths? What, are you becoming, you're moving to dictatorship? No, dictatorship of love. We will shut our mouths. We'll stop the criticism and the slander against each other and try to disclose the love between us. Above all the transgressions, each one has transgressions, and he should speak in love above it. And we will hear it. That's it. The microphone is open. We expect everyone to speak in this way. Love covers all transgressions. Only in this way can an elected official speak. And in general, each and every citizen. In this way will come to correction. Otherwise, it will only bring quarrels and will not advance the society at all.
Good morning, Rav. Question from my 10. Dear Rav, you said that external actions won't help us. Doesn't our meetings and sharing in the group count as external actions? Can you explain?
They will help us because what we have in the group, people who wish to connect between them, but the Creator is pushing them apart, so they would try to connect nevertheless, and again he's pushing them apart, and they again try to connect, and that's how it will be many times until the end of correction. Each time it will be this way. It is like the breathing process. You have to exhale and inhale. exhale and inhale. And in this way, this has to be alive. The same thing has to be in a group. Same thing in the partsuf. Reception of the light and departure of the light. Reception of the light, departure of the light. Through those many actions, you are building more and more partsufim until they all connect and become as one sphere, corrected soul. So we're thinking about that, how each time to cover all the frictions and the hate with love, more and again, only in this way to relate to the ten, to the friends, to everyone, the whole world. We have to be very strong about it. You think perhaps maybe you don't need to fight or anything. No, we do, but we need to stand our ground, that our avut, connection, is the main thing, and that is the goal.
Give one.
Rav, я так услышал, что встреча в Zoom'е важнее всего, и если...
Rav, I heard that the Zoom meetings are more important than anything. And without connection, dissemination is also mechanical. How do we see that the chance we have that we use it not as a mechanical act, the Zoom meetings?
You
have to talk about it between you and to see how the connection that you form between you and Zoom is practical. I recommend to go over the lesson topic, and in this way you could feel how much you advance. You'll see a great deal of depth in those.
Good morning, Rav. You were saying just before that there is no political party who can be the option, the solution for governance. There is no ideology also. So for a system of good governance and leadership for ruling the nation, what did you suggest? What would be the perfect system of governance for the nation? Thank you, Rav.
Education for connection. There's nothing else. Education towards connection, towards our avut, mutual guarantee. Only in this way, without starting to argue in the parliament who's right and who's not, you have to do this way or that way. Connection. All of us together. No such thing that we're divided. We're divided out of our natural structure, and we have to be connected above it. When we come to connection between us, from the connection, we will then realize how to govern ourselves, meaning how to bring us to greater connection above all the frictions, disturbances, differences. This is the integral system. That's how it should be. Even in corporeal nature, that's how systems are working. You have those that work seemingly for deconstruction, those who work towards connection. And in the balance between them, you find the force of life.
I understand, Rav, this union is the most important, is the pillar for a good governance. But this union, and what kind, what form of structure?
Among the opposites, that's what we have to understand. Unity among opposites. The separation between us, distance, hatred between us, all of it has to remain. And on top of that, there has to be connection. That is the problem. We need to be comprised of two forces, the force that separates us and the force that connects us. These two forces have to work together. And that's why I don't cancel the parties. I don't cancel differences between people, the hate that exists there between them, separation, nothing. I'm just saying we have to accept it, that it's coming to us from nature. And we, humans, have to build above that, like this general cover that will cover all those opposing things and brings them together. And specifically when we have satisfaction, gladness from being in connection between us, although in each and every one there is a burning fire that where he hates the others. Like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wrote the Zohar. They felt at the beginning of the lesson that they want to kill one another. Then they connected during the lesson and wrote what they wrote, and the result of that was the Book of Zohar.
Turki 2.
Rav, a question from my tent. How can we control the relations between our will to desires?
Simple. I hate you, you hate me, but we understand that we have to be connected with the force of mutual bestowal. Meaning, even though I hate you, I have to relate to you above the hatred in love. And you also love me. And in that, we are constructing a correct system, plus and minus working together, like in every technical system. So on the still vegetative and animate degrees, the Creator created that naturally. On the speaking degree, humans, He gave us an opportunity to assemble such a system ourselves. As by that, we learn how to resemble Him, the Creator. So we have both hatred and love, both the will to receive fully in all coarseness and the will to bestow in all its purity. And these two systems need to be like a sandwich. Love covers all transgressions. And we have to build it between us. By that, we won't be able to come out of it. We won't be able to destroy the planet and finish our lives here as well. There's no such thing. It's the plan of creation. Rather, we must come to the good end, the happy ending. But through so many possible wars, problems, and torments, or through an easy path. That's it.
Как применить пример шестеренки в десятке? Вот в мире это кажется.
How do we implement this example of cogwheels in a ten? In the world it's pretty clear, but what is it in a ten? What is a broken cogwheel and how do you work with it?
A cogwheel. When I'm in a society, it means that I have to spin with everyone in a common motion in order to reach a common goal, and I take into consideration not myself, as if I don't exist. I have no emotion, no intellect. I work according to the emotion and the intellect of others, meaning I spin the way they spin. I just add to them my strength in such a way that each one from the ten, they spin and they finally reach a state where the Creator spins them. He's inside of them and they're in
adhesion. Of unity. Again, 14. Throughout the generations and in all the cultures, man faces one and only question. How to overcome separation? How to achieve unity? How to go beyond our lives as individuals and find ourselves in a state of unity?
See how simple it is. You're asking how to publicize, what to publicize. That's all. That's it. Well, and 15 last.
Number 15. It is not neutral. Neutrality for which we are demanded, but rather cohesion. We are demanded not to blur the boundaries between the fellowships, but rather to recognize the common reality and sharing of the test of mutual responsibility. The separation of the hearts is an illness that afflicts the nations of our time. And one who comes to heal it through a compulsory fusion is making a mistake. The unity in the organic structure is lacking. For the time being, there is no cure for this, except for people from different circles of views who need each other with a pure heart to exert together to reveal the common basis.
Yes. That's Martin Buber. He writes nice. Yes, you know.
Rav, when we disseminate in uniting the nation, are we going to expect that we will change, that the nation will change? What should we expect?
Both. Of course, I have to explain it to everyone as much as I can, as Baal HaSolam writes, especially in the last generation, that we need to publicize these things, propaganda, etc., what he writes. So we have to do that. But the main thing we need is the emphasis on the connection between us. That by the connection between us, because we're the central part of the system, we're going to affect all the subsystems.
Can I ask how it happens, or is it just concealed for us?
What?
Like if we make a good preparation, like we were talking today, that this is what we want, the unity between us.
Yes.
And then we go out with that spirit into dissemination, it'll be a better result?
Well, first of all, what you're doing is putting your spirit into everyone. Meaning you're not sitting there concealed. You want to spread out your view, your spirit. And that's dissemination already. Doesn't matter how much they maybe feel from these words, how much they perceive.
Раф, не очень понятно, если мы не можем объединиться.
Как можно? I don't really understand. If we can't connect, how can we disseminate that?
At least this way. That dissemination will push you to connection. You'll understand why you're unsuccessful in dissemination. Because you're lacking connection. Focus group.
How can we strengthen and support in all our friends that are very devoted and this action of going out to the nation is very difficult to them?
Importance. It's very important disseminating this connection, disseminating unity, disseminating arvut, mutual guarantee. There's nothing more than that. That's why I'm turning to all our friends. This is our work. We have nothing else to do. And Baal HaSolam writes, why did the Creator choose us? So that we will publicize the method of connection, the method of unity, the method of arvut, all nation over, and then all over the world. So try to do that, please. That's most certain way for the correction both of a